This week in Bear Podcast,
Flash Gordon,
gay DC characters,
religious nuts should own up to their own discrimination,
new battery that can free you from the grid,
and the first successful penis transplant.
All these and more coming up next.
Bear Podcast 560. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
That's how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast, I am Nard.
And I am Ray, and happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day. And welcome to episode 560. It's a Monday, March 16, 2015. St. Patrick's Day. Oh, tomorrow, we're recording a little earlier because...
Tomorrow's St. Patty's Day.
So, yeah.
And Manny's going to try to get a little bit of the Irish in him.
Yep, that's right. Irish by injection.
At least 6 inches.
At least 6 inches? Okay. At least?
Yeah. Just don't let him have... Hopefully, they won't have the curse of the Irish.
Why? What's the curse of the Irish? They're small?
Whiskey dick.
Whiskey dick? Yeah. What does that mean?
They've drunk so much they can't get it hard.
Oh, really?
Really.
I don't think anyone I've known has a problem with that, even though they get drunk. Anyway, okay, so happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah.
Why'd you miss TBRU?
Why did I miss TBRU? I was out of town. Actually, I think I mentioned it some episodes ago, a couple of months ago. No, about 2 months ago. Yeah, I booked my hotel already.
Uh-huh.
And then I found out that my work is going to send me to Atlanta. And they checked the dates. It's the same dates as TBRU. Yeah. So, and I have to cancel my hotel reservation for in Dallas. And I have to go to Atlanta
for a conference.
Dallas
is busy this weekend because yes. TBRU is going on.
Uh-huh.
WalkerCon was going on.
WalkerCon or AllCon?
WalkerCon.
WalkerCon.
Which is Walking Dead.
Oh, really? Convention. In Dallas?
In Dallas.
Okay.
And then I think there was a big BDSM
really
deal going on there, too, this weekend. There's a ton of stuff going on in Dallas this weekend. And then we had a bunch of stuff going on here in Houston this weekend.
Mm. Yeah, it was busy. I just pretty much stayed in. I'm such a hermit for the weekend.
I'll get you out Friday night.
Oh, that's right. We did go. That was... Right. Oh, my God. That was really bizarre. Friday night was really bizarre. Yeah, it was awesome. But bizarre. So Ray, tell us about Friday. What happened on Friday?
Well, I've learned I'm getting old because getting off work, going home and eating dinner, and then going out to the bars on Friday night, just too damn tired. I'm just wore out the next day.
Uh-huh.
I'm just an old dog. I got to stay on the porch. The Bayou City Pups was having a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. At the Ripcord Friday night. They also had a puppy mosh pit, which Maynard got a little video of.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did the video turn out? Can you see it?
Yeah.
It was pretty dark in there.
Yeah, actually, Bayou City Pups were, they were our guests in episode 558 a couple of weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
So we had them in the show, and it was awesome. And they did talk about having it on Friday the 13th, yeah. Last Friday. And I got to... witness. I got to witness a real, kind of a mosh. There's not much of a mosh because...
Puppy mosh. Well, puppy mosh. There were only a few puppies there that were playing. Everybody else was running around doing other stuff.
So. Yeah. So what, define what's a mosh. What's a mosh?
Well, it's just like a player that's set up so when they're in puppy mode, they can play with each other like puppies do.
Yeah. And they had the... chew toys,
and balls, and other play toys.
Yeah, they were crawling around on all fours.
Some and of those puppies were kind of aggressive with the younger, smaller one.
I know. One was he even wrestling.
It's not. Well, yeah, he was the one being very aggressive with the other pup. So
yeah,
like,
but that's kind of weird because wrestling is not really something dogs do.
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yeah, dogs wrestle.
I wouldn't know.
Fight with each other all the time just for playing.
But it was
obviously you've never had dogs. Oh, that's why. They're using a main course, weren't they?
Huh? Main course? It's the main course.
Sure house.
They wouldn't Ray is just being mean again. Okay. Actually, it was funny because one of them, got tired for a while. So he had to get up. He broke character, got up, and got a bottle of water so he could drink.
Yeah.
And then went back to dog mode, to pup mode. I mean, pup mode. That was funny.
Being a puppy is hard work.
It's really hard work that you break out of character. You don't let your handler give you drinks.
No. Well, I'm sure just for sanitary reasons, they didn't bring doggy bowls in for him to drink out of. So.
Oh, that's right. Oh. That, is that part of it? They would drink in bowls?
Some of them do. It all depends on how far they take it.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, it's one, it's drinking directly from a bottle, from a water bottle, from a bottle water.
Yeah.
And then straight from, not straight from the tap. Yeah. No, straight from the bottle, which is bizarre.
So, but Bayou City Pups raised $3,653 for SNAP here in Houston. And SNAP is the spay-neuter assistance program here in Houston. So get your dogs and cats spayed and neutered.
Oh, that's good.
And maybe your boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. Is that going to stop them anyway? So, yeah, what else happened last weekend? You did some kids in the pool. Oh, you had kids in the pool.
That's right. We opened the pool. Well, we cleaned the pool. Saturday was spring cleaning.
All right.
So I did a good clean. I was like all Cinderella down on the floor scrubbing with the brush.
Oh, really?
Trying to get the stuff out of the grout, dirt out of the grout. And
well, you're wearing a wig then.
No.
Flowing hair.
And little birds were not flying around and coming and helping me either. So. Okay. But I cleaned the house, did laundry, all that kind of stuff, dusted real good. And Robbie came home and worked in the yard all afternoon, so. And Sunday we had some of his friends from work, and they all have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like a little hesitant about having kids at the house because we're so adult-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And
your artwork, too. No, not really artwork.
Not really, but, you know, but the kids are there, and they're all actually very well-educated, very knowledgeable kids. You could actually have a conversation with them.
Oh, really?
They wouldn't act in the fool like some people's kids. They come over and just go crazy because of mom and daddy. But one of the couples, all their kids are homeschooled.
Oh,
so okay. Like the son graduated, the oldest son who didn't come, he graduated when he was 16 from high school. So
high school, homeschool.
Well, no, I think he was going to regular high school by that
point. Oh, okay.
And then
all
he
right.
just got tired of it and took the test and graduated.
Oh, okay.
Passed it. So at 16. So.
Oh, okay.
So, and then the two daughters, then they had two daughters and then another co-worker and their son and a daughter came and it was very nice to sit down and playing with them. First, they're like, oh, the pools are so cold, it's so cold. And like after 10 minutes, she couldn't get them out of it. And it was freezing. That water was cold yesterday.
I know. Why?
Too cold for old.
Do you have a heater?
No.
You can't have, you don't have a heater.
No heaters. That shit's expensive.
Yeah.
We got a sun. When it warms it up, and by May, it'll be nice and warm to get into.
Yeah. The sun should take care of it.
Yeah.
Well, what else happened? I saw Big Hero 6.
How was that?
Big Hero 6 is kind of a cute animated film by DreamWorks? I can't remember who. Or somebody might be kicking me right
now. Yes, because it's part of the Marvel collection that they dug out of the vaults.
Oh, they did. Actually, you're right, because one of them is one of the characters. Kind of, you know, whenever there's a Marvel film, Stan Lee would be part of it. Yeah, he was part of it too at some point. Animated Stan Lee. But it was good. I enjoyed it. Well, you know, I'm kind of biased maybe because to me, How to Train Your Dragon still should have won for best animated film for at the Oscars because you know I think it has more relevant story for me. I mean, this is what I think about the How to Train Your Dragon. But it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. Big Hero 6 is about a kid who is very smarty and he was able to make robots. And somehow, at some freak accident, not really an accident, something happened that his brother died and his brother made this robot, which is, I forgot the name, Beta something. Anyway, the white fluffy robot. Yeah, he made that.
Okay.
So the story went on with him. And it's a story between him and the brother and the robot, the fluffy robot, because that's pretty much the representation of his brother, since he lost his brother, and they had to solve a mystery, and he's a good robot inventor also.
Okay.
He's pretty good. So yeah, it's pretty good.
That's cool.
I enjoyed it. So I rented it on on Amazon. Yeah. Also, I got to watch Kingsman. The Secret Service. Did you ever watch that? You haven't seen that?
Yes, I've seen it.
You've seen it, yeah. Did we talk about it already? It was good.
We talked about it I think the week before we did the pup show.
Oh,
or the week after we did the pup show, we talked about it.
There's a slight there's a very slight to me. Okay, there was something wrong with the what do you call this? With the plot, meaning he ran out. Wait. He was trying to get in. Was it right? He was trying to get in, and then he was trying to get out, and then he was trying to get in again. I didn't like that part. There should have been a different mechanism. And he's just going through the same corridors. So I thought that was kind of weird. Did you know that part?
I liked it.
I loved it. It
was a good funny spoof of like James Bond movies, and I think they set it up so they could do more sequels and stuff. It was very cool the way they did everything. Yeah. And I think hopefully we'll see more movies. Hopefully we'll see a lot more of him, the young actor, Toby, whatever his name was.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I like the way it progressed. Really? Really? You had to go there? Kingsman. Okay, so let's move on to our topics, actually.
Okay. Well, okay, go on. Then we'll come back to that.
So this is about Prep Talk, the episode. Which episode was that? It was episode 557. Where we talked about PrEP. We had Julio join us and talk about PrEP and HIV. And we actually have a comment from an interesting message. So,
okay, from Intitech One. Hey guys, love the show. Recently you were talking about PrEP and I wanted to chime in. It makes me angry when people make drugs like this for one reason and they repurpose it for another. Seems all I hear now on dating sites is I'm on PrEP, which means I'm a whore and you're supposed to feel assured that if we have sex, you're safe. Not. There are only three reasons you take PrEP. You have HIV, or you're a whore and you have a whore for a partner and you don't trust them. The problem with this drug is humans and honesty. If you don't take it every day, then you might as well not be taking it at all. If I see that you are on PrEP, then no matter how handsome or interesting you sound, I just pass your profile by because I'm not going to take any risk. I'm not going to risk my life for your ability to keep a schedule. Mm-hmm. So, and that was a comment from Intitech One, who wrote into the show.
Intitech, yeah. So thank you for the email.
Yes.
And actually, just to comment on this one, just a little correction. If you are on PrEP, that means you are not HIV positive, but you are broadcasting that if you're you're taking PrEP, it means you can engage into what happens is they engage into unprotected sex because, hey, I have PrEP. It's like a armor for me. It's something that would, it's a license to be dangerous. I guess that's the way I look at it. So even though a person would be having intercourse with him who is HIV positive, he will not be infected because he is on PrEP. That's the point. And that's what the kind of clear. So it is not for people who have HIV already.
Not necessarily. I mean, I'm sure it can be used as an HIV drug to help reduce your viral load. I mean,
it's
in the same frame as some of the other drugs.
Yeah, that's true. So
maybe somebody that's undetectable or their viral load's right there on the borderline, maybe something like that. But I don't know.
I was talking to someone who's a friend of mine who is HIV positive and said, are you taking PrEP? I did ask that. Are you taking PrEP? Well, it's too late for me to use PrEP. Oh, okay. That means he's already, HIV positive. But people who would be doing him or whoever he does would be taking PrEP and they'll be okay. I mean, if that person is taking PrEP. It's like a shield. It's like it's pre-exposure. Pre-exposure prophylactics, meaning if you take it, you're supposed to be not infected by people who have HIV. That's the problem, though, with some people. Who was it? Julio was talking about it. Remember? Mm-hmm. That he said that people, when they're asking people, hey, I'm on PrEP, he goes online and sees someone, hey, come on over. Do you have friends?
Yeah.
You have friends so they could line up behind them so they could do him? Yeah. I mean, they're trying to break the record of 10 people doing them and having their loads in them. But it's okay because I'm on PrEP. Sure. That's what I keep saying.
Which kind of leads into our next topic.
Okay.
Which are shout outs at TBRU from this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
From Growler.
Are we going to do that or that's the gay? Do we have the gay? Oh, that's for the gay.
Oh, that's for the gay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in
the gay. All right, we'll talk about that in the gay because that jumps back up in.
Okay. In it's kind of funny. Okay. Anyway, so Antitech, thank you for the email. Yeah, yeah. just um, I know what you mean, that some people, I don't know, honesty and everything. I guess being honestly,
if somebody's going to be a whore, they're going to be a whore regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, and regardless if you got prep, condoms, and all this other stuff, people are going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah. So what's the difference between having using prep and wearing condoms and doing like 10 people a day as opposed to just having condoms without prep? I don't know. You're still a whore if you do that, I guess.
We're not judging.
We're not judging. No, no, we're not. Sorry.
So people are going to do what they're going to do, regardless of what's out there. So
people have sex. Uh-huh. People would have, you know, at least many partners a day. Anyway, so let's move on. What else do we have?
Okay, on to entertainment.
Entertainment.
So Maynard, Flash Gordon 2 is happening.
Okay, is this the one? Wait.
Remember Flash Gordon? From back in the 80s, Queen did the soundtrack.
Yeah, part. Yeah. But if this is Flash Gordon, meaning this is the reboot.
Well, here we go.
Oh, wait. There's a TV show back in Flash Gordon. The one with the Segway. Remember? Some years ago?
Well, no. Well, there was a Flash Gordon TV show on Sci-Fi.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. And the one with the Segway.
I don't remember a Segway. I remember
that. There's a guy just floating around. It's like a decent Segway.
That's the movie.
No, that's a TV show.
No, that's the movie.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
So, okay. Flash Gordon has had one heck of a run. He first appeared on the screens back in 1936 in the epic 13-installment science fiction film serial. He then appeared again in the 80s on both big and small screens, followed by another return in 2007. Well, folks, the legendary character is back at it, set to make another feature film appearance in the now fully confirmed upcoming Flash Gordon 2. He may have been conceived over 80 years ago, but it turns out Flash Gordon, and this is Flash Gordon, not Flesh Gordon, not to be confused with the porn movie, is as relevant as ever in 2015. Can his reputation be salvaged and his perception in the eyes of the fans be altered? We're sure to find out when the character is reprised in a film that will act as a sequel to the 1980 Mike Hodges directed Flash Gordon starring Sam Jones. Details are a bit spotty at the moment, but thanks to Jones's recent interview with Den of Geek, we now know a few key points. Here's what the actor shared about the project. Matthew Rowley, VP of Productions at Fox Studios, acquired the screenplay rights to Flash Gordon last year, and he hired Predator Chronicle Man from U.N.C.L.E. producer John Davis and his staff to write the script. They're looking at bringing out a sequel, actually. I met with Matt, and we're in talks about that. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. Now, Sam Jones was hot back in the day.
You think he's not going to be Flash in this one?
I don't think he'll be Flash because I think it would be hard for him to do. Because he was on, remember Ted, the movie Ted?
Yeah.
The Talking Bear? He was in that.
Which one was he?
He was played Flash Gordon. He was the dude that at the very end that come and kick their ass. And they're like, oh my God, it's Flash Gordon at the party.
Oh, really? I can't remember that.
And then he got in a fight with him. So.
Okay. So yeah, he's pretty old, but he's got to be replaced. But you think he's going to be reprising a role somewhere there? Like, he's going to be one of the Birdmen or
He something. Said there's no word yet as who will embody the character, but Jones made it very clear he'd be open to just about anything. Mm-hmm. I believe his exact words were, however they want to use me, which pretty much gives producers the green light, where they want him to play an older Flash, a smaller role in the film, or even a potential mentor to a younger Flash. In joking Raleigh about the prospect of the studio going with a younger model, Jones promised to outdo him in every way, saying, if he can do 100 push-ups, I can do 150 push-ups. I mean, with a bill like Jones, I don't think anyone's questioning the man's capabilities because he's still kind of buff. But
yeah, he's still buff, yeah, but so. Then he's gonna like he could be like a future future Flash Gordon.
So that's what we have on the Flash Gordon series. So that'd be interesting. I like the movie he did. I used to love rewatching that movie over and over again.
Oh, really?
And Queen did an incredible job on the soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
that was probably the best part of the movie.
Who's the leader of the Birdmen?
I can't remember his name. It's been so long since I saw it. But you liked him because he's a big old bear.
He's a big bear.
Yeah.
Flash Gordon. Gordon Bird leader. Forgot his name.
Oh, Lord, here he goes.
He's a big Bubba Bear. Look at that. Images of, it looks like Pavarotti or something. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, most epic beards.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So yeah, I hope they have the same guy, I guess.
I doubt it. I think that guy's dead. I might be
wrong. He might be dead? Oh, no, that's sad.
Go look at an internet movie database and see who
Bolton?
He is. Voltan? Voltan, yeah. Voltan.
Prince Voltan.
Prince Voltan, yeah.
Wow. Anyway, I think I remember him very well when I was young watching him, and then it's really hot.
Yeah, yeah, Maynard watch it go run to the bathroom every time, I bet.
Yep, I did. Anyway, so Flash Gordon, there you go. Yep. We'll wait for it. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
When is it going to be? When?
Don't know yet. They didn't announce that. They just said
it's going to happen, but they don't know when.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see if it actually does happen. All right. Anyway. So our other entertainment topic tonight is DC's Midnighter is gay, single, hyper-confident superhero, and he's on Grindr.
Okay.
DC Comics will break new ground this year with a monthly comic starring openly gay superhero and noted badass Midnighter that explores his life breaking not only bones but also hearts. The popular character has bopped around the DC universe since making his first appearance in 1998. And I don't know that much about Midnighter because he never hit anything that I was reading back at. Actually, by that time, I think I'd quit reading comics. So, landing his own short-lived series in 2006 to 2008. Through most of his adventures, the Batman-like Midnighter has been romantically involved with the Superman-esque Apollo. The two married in 2002 and even adopted a superpowered kid, Jenny Quantum. But his latest incarnation finds the superhero single and trying to figure out this crazy thing we call life. While kicking all the ass and taking some of the names. He's on a journey by himself, and he's making mistakes and everything that comes along the way, DC co-publisher Dan Didio told Comic Book Resources. I think that's really exciting. You want to root for him. You want to root for all our characters, and you want to see them go through all the trials and tribulations because you want to emphasize with them and hope that they win in the end. It's a gritty story. It's a gritty character. This isn't a book that's going to be shy about what it is or who it is. He's fully embraced. Mm-hmm. Writer Steve Orlando was particularly intrigued by the single aspect of Mignotto's life as he was always never truly been on his own. When we start, he is realizing he is out of the closet as a gay man. He is out of the closet as a superhero, Orlando explained. He has no secret identity and he needs to find a way to really be a person. Like many a gay man, Midnighter eventually finds himself on Grindr. Never. He hooks up with a guy and is shocked to find out that he's not frightened by the fact that he's Midnighter. The fact that these things in his Grindr profile are not jokes. He's a crazed vigilante and a heart of gold, and he's shocked. That's okay. But this person says to him, dude, there's a Superman and there's a Justice League. It's not that weird. It's actually kind of hot. There's nothing like ripping a man's spine out with your bare hands to bring all the boys to the yard. So,
Midnighter.
It looks like he's coming back. He's going to have his own comic book series. I'm going to have to pick that up and read it.
Yeah, it's got to be available in Comixology.
See how true gritty they are about how realistic they are.
But you know, don't you think Grindr is kind of paying for this advertisement or something?
I don't know. They could have. No, I mean, that's one of those mainstream things like AT&T or iPhones or something that pops in the popular culture stuff all the time.
Yes.
So.
Why not Growler? Growler would be nice. Oh, you know what? Flash Gordon and then the Birdman will be in Growler. That would be nice. Now let's go to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay.
This one, Maynard,
yeah.
You're gay.
I'm gay. Thank you. So are you. Okay, so no, this article, I had to bring it up really quick during the break. It's because I saw this in the news and we had to bring it in. So anyway, so Oklahoma Democrat wants to require Christian businesses to post notice of anti-gay discrimination. So this is a great idea. It's a really great idea. I think I got this from my friend Dave Stark from Facebook. So, Oklahoma Democratic State Representative Emily Virgin, I don't know if she's really a virgin, wants Christian businesses to post a public notice of discrimination if they intend to claim that they have a religious right to refuse service to LGBT people. State Representative Chuck Strom introduced a bill, the Oklahoma the Oklahoma Religious Freedom Act earlier this year that would allow businesses like wedding cake bakers and photographers to deny services if it was against the person's religious beliefs. State Senator Joseph Silk, who introduced a similar bill in the Oklahoma State Senate, told the New York Times recently that new laws were necessary because the LGBT movement was challenging religious liberties and the freedom to live out religious convictions. So, okay, so just to shortcut here, the notice may refer. So that's what she was saying. The Representative Emily Virgin made an amendment to that, saying that they should post why, pretty much, why are you discriminating? Why are you not putting, why are you...
So that to basically list whether it's a sexual orientation, gender identity, or race.
Yeah, race, everything, even age or what else? Well, you know how stores say no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Yeah.
They kind of have to do the same thing now. You should say, you know, no lesbians, no gays,
no blacks, no Jews.
Yeah, that's okay. So is that against? I guess if that's against your religion, then you should say that on your at the front of your door, in front of your business. So the logic there is, people would go in, if you don't have that sign, people would go in only to find out to be turned away. So if you're going in, if you see that sign, you will not go inside there because you already, you know, there's no misunderstanding that, you know. So this is going to backfire. I mean, if this goes through, it's going to backfire to any business because not only gays and lesbians, for example, who sees these signs, even the allies, friends and allies, oh, you discriminate, you actually post that on your door?
Sign that I think in Arizona, that when they were trying to pass that law so people could refuse business to gays and lesbians and transgender people, that sign put up, we refuse to service Arizona legislators because,
because of those reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of religious reasons.
Because of religious
reasons. You can do that too. I mean, yeah, that's the point. Own it. Hello, business owner. Own it. Own your discrimination. That you're a bigot. Say it out loud if you're going to be discriminating, right? Yeah. So that's pretty much what the article is about. So put a link on the website in that one. All right, let's go to some fun. Okay, some of the pictures here that you see here, if you're watching the video right now, it's actually the pictures sent by, who sent this?
Z.
Thank you, Z, for the pictures.
Yes.
And these are pictures
and
from...
And Z, now I know what you look like, so ha ha.
Okay, so yeah. Is it Z's first time in TBRU?
I think it's his second time.
Second time?
But he's very nervous about around bears.
Really?
They make him skittish. They make him skittish from what I get.
Oh, really? Okay. So yeah, he went there.
Can't handle the bearness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, I wasn't able to go. Thank you for the pictures because I was about to ask other people what other pictures. So he sent some pictures, which is great, at the hidden door of all places.
Yeah. The hidden store.
I'm sure you took more pictures at somewhere else. Don't you have any close ups? I think these are all stolen pictures. Yeah.
Oh, look, we know some of them hoes. I mean, people from Houston.
Oh yeah, some are. Yeah, somebody. Wait, this guy I don't know. But anyway, okay. So, like every year, we kind of started on reading up on some growler shouts. Okay, some people. There was one person I can't remember who it was, who kind of said that said that he was disappointed that we're reading or making fun of these, but we're just saying this was something that was posted.
That's right.
And some of them are probably, most probably sent
out. Trust
me,
when you're at TBRU and you start getting all these damn growler shouts and you're just like, what the fuck is up with these damn people? Because some of the shit they post, so.
Yep, okay.
And we're not judging. It's just like, okay, you're here, you got your freak out, you want to go. I totally understand that.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this goes back to our prep talk. How many of these bitches on prep? So anyway.
Okay. So let me read one here. Like this guy. I always stay at this hotel. Anyway, it says here, shout. I'm taking loads in my ass. Renaissance Hotel, several loads in my ass now. Come over. C-U-M, come over and bust some nuts. Okay.
So I assumed that was bareback sex.
Yes, probably it is. Yes, most probably.
All right. Here's a good one that probably got a lot of Bears interest. Free Krispy Kreme outside the Eagle. Cupcakes, too.
Okay. That must have drawn a lot of people. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is... this is a couple. Okay, couple. Versatile and bottom. Both are bottom? No, wait. Versatile and a bottom. Okay. Oh, wow. Could have a field day. So looking to service studs. Age, race, and body type are not a factor. We be clean, showered, and DTF. Please be DDF.
What's DTF?
Okay, we found out what DTF means. I didn't know this internet, these words. But I found out it means down to fuck.
Oh, down to fuck.
Okay. Down to fuck. You know, you're be showered and down to fuck. Please be DDF as we are. IM for hotel and room number. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Pump and dump in downtown Dallas. Need a hot mouth or a tight hole to drop a load in for some relief? Total Bottom here, looking to service hot studs and take their loads now. No cock too large for service. Get that? No cock too large for service. Condoms and lube provided. Poppers available upon request.
Yes.
DDFS/HIV negative here is January 15th. Hit me up if you need some relief.
Nice.
So he was using
a responsible bottom. Is he a bottom?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
You provide the condoms.
Yes.
Okay, here's another one. Anyone else want to leave TBRU with a new nerd boyfriend? Anyway, I don't know if it's going to be any takers on that one.
What's the picture look like? I don't know.
It's kind of hard. I can't tap on it.
What she said.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, the last 24 hours, you Bears have made an old man's dreams come true. Especially you, Matthew. Still got any other... Still got any other 24 hours, so all you Bears come work on my grandpa boy pussy. Don't care what you do to me, just ask that you put me back in my chair when you are done. Thank the Lord for life alert. LOL. Help me take more dick than my grandkids get straight. And I got me some smart grandkids. LOL.
Mm-hmm.
So granddaddy wanted more dick than his grandkids.
Oh my God, really? I mean, I know some people like that. Okay, so one more. A few more. TBRU Host Hotel Crown Plaza, bottom looking for anonymous top. Door cracked, ass up, face down. Now. Anonymous pumping them.
That's right. Anonymous pumping up. Handsome, 6'2", 240 pounds. Looking for a total anonymous top, guys. Hosting now and no games. Real here.
Wow.
So he sent more than one post, a shout out, because he must be getting desperate or something.
Yeah. Okay, one more here is send me dick pics. That's pretty much it. It's very straightforward. Yeah. Very concise. Send me dick pics, and then the conversation works that way. I mean, that's pretty smart. Pretty smart. No drama.
Here's a good one. Kick my heels up and throw my hands up and throw my head back and come on now. Don't forget to say you will. I think that slides to a song.
Is it a song? I wouldn't know.
Who sent the shout out about doing a photo shoot? I lost the message. While I'm at it shouting, anyone wants to take my ass bareback, send me a message. I'm at the Comfort Inn next to the Crown Plaza.
I used to stay at the Comfort Inn too.
Yeah. Well, they were getting some real comfort at the Comfort Inn that night.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the last one for me. Okay, so... the Comfort Inn and the Renaissance Hotel, I think they're Renaissance? Yeah, they're both on either side of Crown Plaza. Yeah. You know, I'll just be honest. Whenever I go to TBRU, Crown Plaza, it's just too crazy for me to stay there.
Yeah.
I don't know, even remember if I ever stayed there for TBRU.
You stayed there 1 year.
I can't remember. I usually go to Renaissance Hotel or I go to the Comfort Inn. It's walking this because I want to get away from the craziness because there's just way too many people there. And then it's kind of awkward. You see each other every time at the in the elevator.
You got to wait on the elevator.
You got to wait on the elevator.
Only 10 Bears will load or 8 or 20 Otters or
14 Chasers
or something like that.
Or 6 Bears at a time. Yeah, it's kind of hard because it's crazy. And I prefer if I go to the
Crown Plaza.
Yeah, 6 Bears per ride. Yeah.
Or 10 Otters, 8 Cubs, or 15 Chasers.
Yeah. So I prefer to just really stay in the neighboring hotels. So, like the hotel that it would have been across the street. Across the street. But then I got to cancel it. Anyway, so those are the Grotto Shouts. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on, Ray. What else do we have here? The Geek.
The Geek.
Oh, this is awesome. I think I want this if ever this becomes cheaper.
Yes, well, I think this is interesting because he also does, Tesla has also has the whole
car.
Well, they have the car, but they also he has our whole solar power division. Mm-hmm. So I think this is tying into that. Mm-hmm. And if I ever get the money, I will be off the grid and on solar power full time.
Well, not that kind of.
And hopefully this battery will be more realistic in price that it can make it cheaper to do.
Oh, yeah, that's his
and last goal, longer.
That's the goal, though. You know, if he gets it out,
yeah,
as a consumer product, not just for industrial. Sure, yeah. So.
And also, I wonder if this battery is developed when they were researching developing batteries for cars that last longer and have a longer lifespan. Mm-hmm. If they came about that they did this, and was like, wow, if we just had this as a residential thing, it would be incredible. So, anyway, take the Geek.
Okay, so a new Tesla battery could take your home off the grid. Like many of Tesla's projects, this one is coming up fast. Mastermind electric power guy Elon Musk announced in an investor call that the designs for the home battery are complete. So it's really still in concept, though. Yeah. So the public could get a glimpse of the design within the next month or two in production, with production beginning in as little as 6 months. Wow. See, they're going to do it 6 months. Mm-hmm. So Tesla's new stationary battery could be the gateway that finally links renewable energy to everyday consumers in a way that makes sense. The challenge of storing clean energy from solar or wind is one of the reasons people are sticking with the grid with grid power. Although Elon Musk hasn't commented on the cost of Tesla's newest energy offering, chances are good that it will still represent a savings versus grid electricity over the course of its lifetime. In an innovation in energy like this isn't for the chick eco-friendly homeowner. These batteries could be a huge benefit for those living in areas where grid power is unreliable due to power outages. Some people respond to that situation by installing a gas or a propane power generator. You've done that before, right?
Yeah.
Right? Which isn't always practical or affordable. The battery, which Musk promises, will come packaged in an attractive looking casing to fit in with any home's decor, will also work for commercial properties.
So.
Yeah, so having this is great, especially if it's solar power, then and it's strong enough to power your whole house plus contribute to the grid.
Why would it contribute? You're not hooked to the grid anymore.
Well, you can. Well, I guess that's how I think about these batteries.
I mean, if you're running solely off battery power, you want all your juice to go to your battery.
So you just really disconnect from the from the wall. Okay, that'd be awesome.
And you really don't get paid for connecting to the electrical grid. They just kind of credit you, but they don't. From what I understand, they don't credit you as much as what they're charging you for electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because some people actually I've thought about that for the longest time. I think you have to spend about $10,000 to install a solar panel in your house that would power your house.
Well, I mean, depending on the problem here in Houston is because of the heat. We have to run ACs.
Mm-hmm.
And the ACs require a lot of juice. The one, they require a lot of juice to start it up, which is a big issue with solar power. People living where areas where it's cooler, like our friends that live up in the mountains of the Sierras, they're totally off grid, but they don't have AC.
Okay.
So all it's powering is refrigerators, lights, fans, water pumps, wells, stuff like that. But there's no AC drainage.
And if they do use AC, they can use the...
There is no AC.
But do you think it's powerful and strong enough to do window units?
I don't think so.
Not even.
Well, it might. I mean, it all depends on how good the power is and stuff like that. I mean, and you can always... Like, they have a schedule down to what they need, but you can get bigger units and bigger batteries. I mean, I think if I remember correctly, the battery storage they have is about the size of your love seat right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like two rolls of batteries and stuff.
Wow, it's pretty big.
So, yeah. But the good thing about this, if it's easier to package, easier to charge, stores more electricity and stuff, then that might work for them. They might be able to do an upgrade. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to hear. Let's see what happens in the Let's see what happens in a couple of months. Let's see what happens.
It'll be interesting to see that. Maybe by next year, things will change a lot. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what else do we have here, Ray?
On to the bazaar.
Let's go to the bazaar.
And this is not bizarre. I think it's kind of bizarre the way this happened to these guys. But this is probably, I kind of foresee this in the future. It's like, if it becomes practical, people going to pay to have this done.
Okay.
Especially guys who think their penises are too small.
Okay.
So, anyway. World's first successful penis transplant carried out in South Africa. Surgeons successfully attached a donor penis to a 21-year-old man whose own was amputated following a botched traditional circumcision ritual 3 years ago.
Wait, somebody donated their penis?
Well, a lot of people donate organs and stuff when they
die. Oh, when they die. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Professor Andre Van de Merwe, however you say it.
Merwe. Der Merwe, I think.
Yeah, in Cape Town, South Africa. I'm not even going to go into all the stuff I can't pronounce. So, okay. The nine-hour operation, which involved the attachment of a penis taken from a donor who had died, was carried out in December. The results were announced on Friday after doctors confirmed that the recipient of the donor organ has made a full recovery and is sexually active.
Oh, my God.
The doctor said the recipient, whose identity has not been revealed, had to have his penis amputated 3 years ago after developing complications from a traditional circumcision. The practice is seen as a rite of passage for young South African boys entering manhood, including Nelson Mandela. He described the traditional stay in the bush that accompanies the operation in his book, Long Walk to Freedom. However, experts believe that up to 250 initiates lose their penises due to amputation each year, and many more suffer horrific disfigurements because of unskilled or unscrupulous practitioners, unsterilized instruments, and infection. The doctor said the prevalence of such practice and severe complications meant it was fitting that South African surgeons should be able to offer a way back. For a young man of 18 or 19 years, the loss of his penis can be deeply traumatic. He doesn't necessarily have the psychological capability to process this. There are even reports of suicide among these young men. Wow. He told News 24 during a briefing in Cape Town on Friday.
Wow.
So, there's a greater need in South Africa for this type of procedure than elsewhere in the world, as many young men lose their penises every year due to complications from traditional circumcision.
What?
Nine other patients are now scheduled for transplants, which could also help those with penile cancer and severe erectile dysfunction. He said that the first recipient had regained sexual function and was very excited.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He gets a hard on.
Our goal was that he would be fully functional at 2 years, and we were very surprised by his rapid recovery, he said.
Well, you gotta have to be.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a massive breakthrough. We proved that it can be done. We can give someone an organ that is just as good as the one that he had, he said. It was approved to be a part of the first successful penis transplant in the world.
Wow. Of course, he's going to be so proud. He's got a new penis. I wonder if it's bigger. Didn't say.
So, you don't know.
Oh, that. A workable
penis. I guess if you ain't got one, it's better than nothing.
Well, yeah, that's right.
But that's what I'm wondering. You know, eventually, as we get into more genetics and can clone tissues, if we can grow penises, I'm not happy with this body part, or men that are not feel adequate about their penis sizes. Because if you look in most pictures, like I was talking about that on Twitter the other day, you know, a lot of the pictures that come through there are all naked guys and they all have like large above average cocks. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you flip to there's a guy with an average cock and he just kind of sticks out there for a minute. Mm-hmm. Not that it's a bad thing or a good thing, you know, but it's just like, wow, how vain will we get that we'll start transplanting our penises?
Size queen.
I'm not a size queen.
Or not a mid-size queen.
Not a mid-size queen.
Okay. So it's interesting that you can do this now. So I didn't even know. Isn't there some kind of rejection that could happen, just like any other organ?
Well, I guess. Yeah, true.
And so take these medicine to lower your immune system.
The system
so
and could, stuff.
So you won't reject it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, it would be interesting to see, based on the type of tissue and stuff, if it's that much of an issue.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens to this guy after. I'm sure there's going to be like follow-up stories. See, there are nine other patients are now scheduled for transplants. Oh, my God. They have a line, you know. They could just mangle their dick and then, I want a bigger dick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been able to reattach him for years. Thanks to Lorena Bobbitt, but.
we'll see what happens. I mean, we'll probably know about it in the future. Okay, so anything else? I guess that's it.
That's it. Except for thanking Z for the picks.
And oh, yeah. I have an email. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Z. It's emails. It was sent to me directly. That's why you didn't get it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's from Robert. He says here, he loved the loves the podcast. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
He says here, I look forward to the podcast every week. For some reason, the latest podcast will not download via Stitcher or Downcast. It actually should be working now. Let me know if it's not still not working. It's working for me. I tested it out with the Stitcher. It's working. So anyway, to continue. I like the podcast on the Pups. He likes the Pups. I'd love to hear a podcast on the Houston Big Men's Club or leather biker clubs that gather at George's. And thanks for your hard work on the podcast. Pup Daddy of Three. Oh, okay. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Pup Daddy of Three.
Oh, he's got three pups. Oh. And what's his name?
Robert. Yeah. We know. Is he the same guy?
I'm trying to think if I know Robert.
Ooh. Did we see him? No.
I don't know.
In a bear run? Anyway, so yeah. Thank you for the email. Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. And let's see what happens. We could probably have Chris Arasin or
from the Big Man's Crew on the show.
Mm-hmm. Or...
Oh, speaking of Big Man's Crew, Ben Peckinpah. Happy birthday.
Which one? Who?
Ben.
Oh, Ben. Okay. All right.
Yeah, his birthday today. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Whose birthday is it? Oh, that's right. There are some people who I realized whose birthday was Pi Day last Saturday. Did you eat pie last Saturday?
No.
We had Tres Leches pie or pizza pie.
Diabetes. No, I haven't had pie.
Diabetes.
I snuck a little bite Sunday, though, from the pie that Robbie bought.
Oh,
it's just bad. All that sugar.
Well, thank you, Pup Daddy of Three and the Z for contacting us and everything. I wish we had more pictures, though. This is the only pictures I got that are, you know, kind of
spread out. Well, maybe some people, if y'all went to TBRU and you took some great pics, send them to us.
Or call in the voicemail line so you could tell us some bizarre stories you have.
That's right. What's some of the freaky stuff that you got involved in TBRU?
So. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's it, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Like we said, leave us a voice message. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. And subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. You can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and on Bear Radio Network. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
All that Mountain Dew I've drunk is running through my body now.
Oh.
It's twice I peed since I got here. Bear Podcast, Phi City. This week on Bear Podcast,
This week on Bear Podcast.
Flash Gordon.
Gay DC characters.
Religious nuts should own up their own...
Flash Gordon. Gay DC characters. Religious nuts. I get the same thing too.